I am on a journey towards discovering higher versions of myself. And just like every journey, it gets pretty lonely sometimes. This is why I have made it a goal to bring as many people as I can on this personal development journey towards higher versions of themselves, towards achieving that dream life, towards fulfilling your purpose, towards being all that you can be. No more mediocrity, no more playing it small. I am Judith Ebengo, and this is The JM Show.
Fascinated by the power of storytelling and digital media in raising awareness on social issues, Mirabe Mora is the editor and communications head of Blank Papers Media, a platform she founded to amplify the voices and stories of young Africans who are working towards social good. Blank Papers has grown with over 179 writers and contributors across Africa and other continents, and has held in-person communication trainings. She has been recognized by the U.S. Department of State and has been named an Ashoka African Youth Champion. Inspired by the words of Napoleon Hill, Mirabe believes that our limitations are mostly those that we set up in our minds. Everyone, meet Mirabe Mora, our guest for today's show. How are you doing today, Mirabe?
I'm awesome. Thank you. And how are you too?
I'm good. It is so, so nice to have you on the show today. I can hardly keep in my excitement. Mirabe, you've done so, so much and made a lot of impact for social good. You even shared how a publication you made on Blank Papers helped someone get resources to help autistic kids. I was like, that is so, so powerful. So I want to know, like, my audience wants to know how it all began. What motivated you towards social impact?
Okay, thank you so much, Judith, and it's super awesome to be here too. Thank you. To answer the question, I was just a kid who wanted to do different things, but wasn't exactly sure what exactly to do. Wow. And, you know, at a point in life, or at a point at my teenage years, I wanted to become a skateboarder. I wanted to be an artist, like a painter. What else did I want to do? Man, some really crazy art stuff like that.
Yeah.
But along the line, anyway, I began to hone, you know, my skills, and I found a couple of friends who were into, you know, social activities and volunteering, and like they say, your friends can make or mar you.
Exactly.
And my friends did have a very huge impact or imprint in my life. So I was already fascinated by storytelling. I loved Chimamanda Adichie so much because she had the power to, you know, tell stories and about things that are happening in the society. And I thought, wow, you know, she's using words to capture really vital information.
Exactly.
And I thought that was super cool. But for where the journey started, you know, man, there are plenty starts. But
just give us a few.
Yeah, I just took up my fears and one day decided to start, you know, Blank Papers Media, and I just wanted it to be a place that I tell stories, like fictional stories. But then it grew to, you know, talking more and addressing more societal issues. And the more I volunteered, the more I saw really, you know, harsh realities of life. And
yes,
the more I realized that, you know, I really love it when people listen to me. I love being heard. That makes me feel seen. That gives me, you know, a pedestal. That makes me feel valid. And I thought, wow, that's super awesome. If other people can feel valid, if they can feel seen, if their voices are heard, that makes a lot of difference. And that helps us to have much more empathy and walk in the shoes of other people and, you know, take action for them.
Wow, that's really powerful. I have learned a lot, like a few minutes into this interview, and I've learned a lot already. I love the part where you mentioned you wanted to do a lot of things, because I feel that in life, some of us actually go through these motions. At first, it might be like a state of confusion, not really knowing what you want to do and how you want to go about it.
Yeah.
But I really like how you shared about how you journeyed through everything and then finally deciding, okay, this is what I want to do. And also the part of sharing that your friends could make or mar you.
Yeah.
I feel a lot of young people need to understand that,
we need to know that the company that we keep actually has a huge impact in our lives. So thank you so much for sharing that. Thank you so, so much for sharing that. Yeah. In our earlier conversation, I asked about practices that you've imbibed in your life, and I was really awed by your response. Like, I was like, this is deep. This is deep, and we must talk about this today. So I'd like you to share, I would share some of them. I'll share some of them with my audience. You said you like learning from other people is one of the practices you've imbibed in your life. You said learning to take constructive feedback, learning to sift the wheat from the tares, and growing in a place of silence and meditation with God. Of course, you won't be able to like talk about everything in detail, but I want you to select like a few points from those and expatiate on it. I particularly have one that I want to ask you like to talk more on, but I want you to pick some of it and just share a bit, like, what do you really mean by those things that you said? Just anyone you want to talk about.
Which one do you want me to speak of specifically?
The particular one is learning to sift the wheat from the tares. To me, that had a lot in it, and I'm like, okay, so what exactly do you mean by that?
Okay, that's awesome. Thank you. I will answer that question. The first habit or discipline, one of the first habits or discipline I've learned to have is, you know, bracing myself to get feedback. You know, usually when you embark on something, you really need to get feedback on, you know, is what you're doing awesome? Is what you're doing bad? Where are the areas you could improve in? And sometimes when we try to get feedback from people, or usually when we get unsolicited feedback or advice from people, we become offended, or I become offended. And it's very important that you separate the feedback from the relationship. You know, if someone you love so much says, hey, you know, you're doing a great job, but I think this is where you could do better, you know, it sometimes it makes you feel like, oh, am I not good enough? Feedback gets you into self-doubts and, oh, but, you know, you need to, like, brace yourself up for that. And so separate, whenever someone gives you feedback, especially if it's someone close to you, separate that feedback from the relationship. And that's why companies take a lot of surveys. They understand that their products need to keep on improving in the changing markets and changing, you know, post-COVID era now. And companies also know that their products are not for everyone. So despite how they try to let everyone take their surveys, there will always be people that come back to pour out their frustrations on these companies, just giving unconstructive feedback. But there will also be those who give very valid feedback. And that's when companies learn to sift those unconstructive feedback from the constructive feedback that potentially holds, you know, growth potentials for them. And I think that's the same thing that can apply back to our lives. You know, you need to go back, sit down, and be like, oh, this person said A, B, and C. Really? Am I doing A, B, and C well? Or, you know, is this something I should consider? And that's the aspect where you're sifting. You're taking away bad advice from good advice. And it's very important, because in life, you just constantly need to grow. But then, you know, that people telling you about your wrong areas kind of hurts. But it's really important. And then sifting, you know, sifting your wheat from tares is a very broad aspect. But one thing I'd point out about sifting your wheat from tares is in the sense that there are many relevant but irrelevant opportunities.
Wow. No, say that again. They're very relevant but irrelevant. Oh yeah, say that again. It's really powerful.
Yeah, there are very relevant but irrelevant opportunities. Not every opportunity you see that looks like gold is actually gold. And you don't need to You don't need to walk in that, especially if you feel like your journey or your path is not it's not something that would enhance your goal. For example, I remember when I was in university and there was this really huge conference. It was really huge. I don't want to mention names, you know, but there's this really huge international conference that was happening. And then they said, "Oh, Mirabel, can you join our team?" And I looked like, boy, this would be great in my resume. This would be fantastic, you know. But then I then sat down personally, and you know, this is where self-awareness comes in. I said, "Mirabel, weigh this thing very well. Do I really want to do this thing in as much as it looks like gold? Is it really necessary for my journey at this point? Do I have other focuses? And how does it impact on my other goals and, you know, where I want to go?" So I had to do that balance thing. I had to weigh the scale, and I realized this is a great but, you know, irrelevant opportunity that I don't really need at this point, you know. So that really does help.
Wow, that's amazing, because I feel sometimes we have this struggle, like, should I do this, should I do that? And when you actually are self-aware, you are now better informed on what choices you need to make at a particular point in time. I really love that point. Thank you so much for sharing that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We've mentioned blank papers before, but I want us to talk about it like in detail now. So blank papers, just write it. That's an amazing name. That is amazing. Without even going to like do my research, what came to mind was I thought of a blank page and I was like, Judith, you can just fill this up with your own story and all that. And yes. So it's a very unique and amazing name. I like what comes to mind when people hear it. Can you tell us more about this amazing project of yours? Preferably also fill it in with ways people can join in and contribute to your project.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. What Blank Papers does is to serve as that podium for sharing what either young writers or people who are interested in using their mm-hmm. art, or people who are, you know, advocates mm-hmm. for social issues or just young social entrepreneurs, Blank Papers works as that platform that shares the works and the projects of these young people with so many people elsewhere. So, you know, so many people can get informed on what these young people are doing. You know, how do you feel when, you know, you're working on something and, you know, someone else features you, and then because of that one feature, you begin to get like so many other contacts, like, "Oh, you do this, you do that. Can I collaborate with you? Can we work on this together? Oh, I see what you're doing. How can I support you?" That's what Blank Papers is supposed to be, and that's what Blank Papers is, you know, amplifying the works and the stories of these young people.
Wow.
So more people can get aware of the initiatives they're working on. And these young people also have, you know, Writers, for example, also have a platform where they can share their voices and, you know, pain points of the society and solutions that they, you know, want to prefer. And a way which people can also be part of this is currently there's a survey. This is a survey running right now. Like, it just started. In fact, I think this is like, have I posted it on Facebook yet or Instagram? No, I haven't. But, you know, there's a survey right now that is going on, and it's just to get people's insights into how media and online magazines can help them grow as individuals, how it can help them develop their skills, and how it can help them thrive in our economy. And, you know, once you fill that survey, you stand a chance to win, you know, any Kindle ebook of your choice that you've ever wanted, so long as it's up to $15. So you stand a chance to win that if you complete that survey. And how to get to the survey is you use the link bit.ly/PAPERZ-dash survey, and that's bit.ly/papers survey.
I'll put all of the description in the show notes so everyone will be able to access it.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Yes, yes, yeah. Thank you so much for sharing. Thank you so much. So, guys, you don't want to miss the free ebook. You want to jump on this opportunity and of all, see it as a means of contributing to this amazing project that is going on. And you definitely want to do that. You want to fill the survey. So I like the part where you talked about blank papers being a podium to serve. If you watch, when you mentioned serve, I was like, So it just totally changed the old dynamics of everything. I really like what you're doing with blank papers. I know that it is amazing.
Thank
you. I know that a lot of people's lives have changed from just like a publication on blank papers. Thank you so much for what you do.
Thank you to Judith for all the amazing work that you do. Super awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, you're welcome. So you've been big on social impact for so many years right now. Like, you've been doing this for a long time. And I'm sure that you have faced some obstacles and learned how to navigate around them. There's this famous quote by Sir Isaac Newton. It says, "If I have seen further than others, it is by standing on the shoulders of giants." From your wealth of knowledge and experience, can you please share some tips and useful advice to someone who is looking into social impact or starting a project in that regard?
Oh yeah, sure. Sure. Sometimes people are very afraid. They don't know where to start from exactly. And I would usually say, just start. That's why I really like that Nike's motto that says just do it, and it was really an inspiration for blank papers, just write it. So you notice that when you start something, the next steps kind of unfurl, and it's like the universe conspires to make things work out for you. And that quote that you gave,
yes,
about standing on the shoulders of giants, I'm like a would I say poster child for that. It's very important that you have people that you look up to. The people that you look up to kind of determine how far you want to go,
yes,
in a sense.
I totally agree.
And where you want to go. You know, if you look up to Elon Musk, you probably are a kind of person who wants to explore and be a polymath and, you know, delve into all the crazy ideas and express everything you want to express. If you look up to, you know, Mo Abudu, you probably are in love with being disciplined and, you know, working in the media sector and just delivering excellence and providing jobs for people. And I feel like a mentor is important for one, because, you know, it helps you, it serves as a sounding board for you. And that's the benefit of having a mentor. But a mentor, I have to mention, is not mentorship relationship is not a parasitic relationship where you're only going to ask your mentor, give me, show me, how do I you have to give value back to your mentor. Like, it has to be a symbiotic relationship where you're adding value to your mentor. How can I help you? How can I do this thing for you? What aspects do you think I might be able to, you know, help you out in? You know, sometimes we feel like we don't have anything to offer our mentors, but just by asking, but that mentorship question is a huge topic on its own. Like, how do I get a mentor? That's a huge topic on its own. But your mentorship is one of the highlights. Yeah. And, you know, I tell young people, volunteer. Like, just try to volunteer and get experience for what you are about to do, and, you know, collaborate with other people who share similar ideas. If you feel like you're up to collaboration, then collaborate, or, you know, partner with them. And your friends, you notice that if you have a lot of friends who are into social change making, they definitely have a lot of opportunities for you, and your circle will keep giving you new information about things that are happening. So, you know, your circle of friends and your network, you know, also kind of helps out. And you too, you need to be a person of value who gives value to your network so people can recommend you for things.
Louder. I totally agree. I don't want to say the normal Nigerian thing. You know when people say you finish work? you have totally explained everything, like, in detail. Thank you so much. And I hope someone finds that useful. I know they will, so you better implement all the useful tips that have been shared here today. We are about rounding up, and I want you to recommend a book for someone to read, like, any book, but just a book that has changed your life.
Perfect, because that was the thing I was going to say. A book. You know, I've loved so mm-hmm. many books for different reasons. But then, one of the books that I totally recommend for people, whether they are social entrepreneurs, they are teachers, they are students, they are whatever they are, you know, whatever great thing they are, one book I totally recommend is Essentialism, The Disciplined Pursuit of Less, and it's by Greg McCone. And that book tells you that you need to not do so much to achieve so much. Like, you need to curtail your energy and your focus to channel them towards awesome things, towards the things that you know. Like, wait, this book is just awesome. I don't think I can share it in words, but that book helped me so much. Yeah, so, you know, that Essentialism, it's a powerful principle to live by.
I agree. I have not read it, but since you recommended it and it sounds really amazing, I am going to read it and I'll get back to you on that. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Thank you.
Yeah. So this is the last question. We're at the end of this interview and I do not want it to end just yet because I'm having such an amazing time. Is there any project you're working on that you have coming up? I think you already shared about the survey, but if you have any other one, please let my audience know something that can benefit them. And then how can we find you? Where can we get a glimpse of your awesomeness?
Oh, thank you, Judith. You always say very kind things.
You're welcome.
I think the project would be the survey, because I really want to get people's feedback on what they think about online media and how it can help them grow as individuals and how it can help you thrive as a person. And I'm also looking forward to the winner who would take that, you know, $15 ebook Kindle version.
Oh my God.
Of any ebook that they want. So yeah, that survey is something I'm super interested in, to know how to serve people better. And you can find me anywhere, like on social media, just at Mirabel Mora.
Thank you so much for agreeing to do this interview. Thank you so much for sharing profound wisdom with us today. I have to brood on this, like, get everything in, because you've shared so many powerful points. Thank you so much for being on the GM show today, and we look forward to having you next time.
Thank you, and keep being very awesome, and, you know, keep chasing after the awesome positive goals and dreams that you have. The universe will surely conspire to bring everything to work in your favor.
Thank you so much for the kind words.
Congratulations, we're making significant progress on this journey already. Remember the journey I spoke about earlier? We are one step ahead right now. Please do not forget to share this podcast with a friend and leave a review on Apple Podcasts for us. I'm sure that by now you've subscribed to the show, but if you haven't, do so now. You can follow the conversation on Instagram at thejm.show. We want to hear from you. We want to know what your nuggets were from this episode. You can also send me your questions via email or via voice notes. We would appreciate your support to keep the show going. So do well to make a donation. All the details will be in the show notes. Till next time, keep living.